Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Happy gloomy Monday to you. Dave Murray says tomorrow's going to be beautiful and sunny and 80 degrees, so you can look forward to that. Time to do Sweet 16, brought to you for the last 20 years by Skip Weber and Weber Chevrolet. Today we are doing Best Fictional Friendship, and I was saying to the guys, I intentionally left this very open. It could be two people, it can be a group. I'll tell you what made me think of it, though, was I was watching TikTok, and I keep getting Curb Your Enthusiasms, which I've never watched an episode of. Yeah. But I feel like I've seen the entire thing.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
Right?
I've never watched TikTok.
And I don't, I have friends of mine that say, oh, you would love it because you like Seinfeld. You would love it. It's the same thing, but blah, blah, blah. And I've never seen it. There's just too many things to watch. Too many,
Yeah, you got to prioritize. So it was Larry, and I think Larry and anyone is a classic. I think Larry David is just one of the all times. Not only is he a comedic genius, but he's just such a weird dude. Like he just comes up with weird ideas. But it was him and Richard Lewis, and their relationship just so love hate and so weird, and you know, Jewish guys. But that's where I came up with this. So I tried to go a little less with like the classics and a little more weird.
Deep cuts.
A little more deep cuts, yeah.
So I wish you had told me that. It doesn't matter. But because I was approaching it and said, okay, well, every superhero has a sidekick and every law enforcement person has a sidekick. And I thought I'm not going to say that unless they really, really were friends.
Right.
I mean, was Batman and Robin really friends?
That's a cool question.
I don't really think so. I think there was maybe a father-son more. I mean, I don't know.
No, that's fair.
And Robin, let's face it, that was the first sketchy relationship on television.
Exactly.
His ward?
So, yeah. Exactly.
Well, I mean, he did donate to the orphanage.
I totally eliminated all sidekicks.
There you go.
But I thought of other things too. But anyway, so I have some classics and some deep cuts, and I thought of some great ones that I go, that's from a book. And even if somebody else in the room has read it, probably not a lot of the listeners have. I mean, so I eliminated a lot, but this is something I could have gone on forever. Because, I mean, every story, the main character has a friend.
Yeah.
Every story, TV, movie, novel, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
And they're either the friend who gets ignored for a better friend, then you learn your lesson.
Yeah.
Or they bite you in the butt.
Or they save the day. I mean, there's a lot of them. My first one is, I put it up there first, and I don't know that I could vote against it.
Mm-hmm.
It may not win, because you guys, you know, may not agree, certainly. But my first one is one of my favorite authors. His signature work, and it was based on his experience, and that's where he created the character. And you can see that in the movie that details this author, and if you research the author, and that is J.R.R. Tolkien. His experience in World War I caused him to write the character Sam Gamgee, friend of Frodo. In World War I, he's Frodo, and one of his lesser, he's like a corporal or one of the privates or somebody assigned to him was the faithful. Tolkien would have died without him, couldn't do it without, and so he morphed that into part of his Lord of the Rings.
That's really cool, because I kept seeing that one on the list I was looking at, but I didn't know that story.
So there's a great movie called Tolkien. That's his life.
It's very good.
And that kind of shows that. He keeps flashing back into his time in World War I. And that's why I said, to me, that's just awesome. That what a great character. You watch the movie. If you don't read the books, you still love the movie, and you love that character. But the fact that it was based on a real relationship makes it
anyone
great
for me. Who loves Tolkien should watch the movie about C.S. Lewis with
With
Anthony Hopkins,
Shadowlands.
Really good.
Shadowlands is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's another, like I think it might have been made for TV movie, but another movie about those two's friendship. C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien, very close friends in real life.
Yeah. Andrew.
So.
I will say Gollum and Aragorn. It didn't come up much, but they were really close. They were really close, like behind the scenes.
That's why it was so hurtful when Gollum was doing all that stuff.
It's like, it's not that, man, you're hurting your brother. I'm going to say, how about SpongeBob and Patrick?
Good one.
I almost went SpongeBob and Squidward. because they, to me, have been...
Squidward hates him.
An equally...
But SpongeBob would consider him his friend. If you ask one side of the equation, is he your friend? Yes, he's one of my best friends.
Squidward does like SpongeBob deep down.
Remember the pizza delivery when the guy yelled at SpongeBob and Squidward is like, Sponge? Are you okay?
Because he's a sweetheart.
He's really sweet.
Squidward is Loki the best character on the show.
He's nothing but reasonable. Great.
Absolutely.
Wheels.
We're going to go with Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Yep, that was my number two. Yeah. Yeah. You got it. Yeah.
Figured I better get to that one before you did, Skip.
Did anyone watch Scrubs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got them.
JD and Turk.
Oh, yeah. That was my next one.
It's a good one.
Very cute friendship.
Is that a good, show?
Never seen it.
I never
saw it either.
Great it's show. Worth it.
Yeah,
it's worth
very
it.
Specific kind of humor. Right. You'd like it.
It's very silly.
It. Yeah. I am, because it is all fantasy, there's like layers of fiction upon fiction, and I loved it so much when I was young, I'm going to go Calvin and Hobbes.
Okay.
Oh, that's
cool. Oh, yeah.
Great one.
It is great. That's all fantasy?
Yeah, we can visit Hobbes. Yeah. He's still alive.
Come on.
He's in a zoo in Japan.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
I am going to go... Gary Bertier and Big Julius in Remember the Titans.
Remind me?
The best player on the black side.
The white guy and the only All-American you got.
Okay. And then his roommate, and they became and they became best of friends.
Yeah.
After being I think that path was a great path and basically the crux of the movie, in my opinion.
Great movie. Andrew.
Much said about friendships that make each other better, but how about friendships that make each other worse?
What about them?
Like Lucy and Ethel.
There you go. Yeah, they have a terrible effect
always
on each other.
Always messing things up.
Horrible influences on each other.
But they were buddies, though.
Yeah.
But best of friends.
No, I like the approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Ethel kept Lucy alive. I mean, all the bad ideas were Lucy's.
Yeah,
that's true.
Without Ethel, Lucy dies at like 30.
I started watching that at an age way too young to be thinking about sex or marriage. But I was so confounded by Ethel and Fred.
Yeah,
it's like he's 100. Yeah. Like what the hell's going on?
Exactly.
Rach, or is it Wheels?
Oh, it's me. Beavis and Butthead.
There you go.
Oh, good one.
They're legit, man.
Good. Once again, two best buddies who make each other
right.
much
make
worse.
Each other worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Liz Lemon and Jack Donaghy from 30 Rock. I also really love that they never went into a romantic zone in that friendship. It would have been like an easy thing to do. Most shows do for at least a time, but they never did with 30 Rock. Because that would have been unrealistic.
So I'm going to say that this says says more about me than about Rachel, but that's like two in a row that I've never seen this show.
Never seen 30 Rock?
No.
It
probably is. Everybody that ever has watched it, that falls right in the time where I was watching very little TV. Yeah. My kids were the right age. We watched very little TV. So I barely even know about this. I think John Lithgow was in it and some other people. That's what I know about 30 Rock from the Sun.
I didn't know John Lithgow was in it.
Yeah. Maybe for like an episode or two.
My next two friends didn't agree on anything, lived together for years, did not get along. And then, Skip, you'll remember the episode when Meathead is moving out and he and Archie have their moment where they cry. That got me even as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man, they really are friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my dad never found the humor in All in the Family because he basically was Archie Bunker.
He's like, why is everybody laughing?
It's like documentary. Rach?
No, it's Skip's turn.
Oh, I thought you started to say something.
I was just confirming Meathead and Archie.
Yes.
How about Indiana Jones in Short Round?
Wow.
I think that was more of a friend than anybody else that he ever had because he was looking after him, but they were buddies. And I guess I said I got rid of sidekicks, but I didn't see that as much. I mean, anybody else in any of the other movies.
Yeah, they did seem like pals.
Any of the other movies, it seemed like he had sidekicks, like the excavator and Karen Allen or whoever. But they were pals, in my opinion.
All right.
Yeah, and then when that actor eventually won, I believe he won
everything all at once.
Yeah, and then Harrison Ford and him were like hugging backstage. Yeah. It was very cute.
Pretty cool. Andrew.
Woody and Buzz.
Got it.
All right. Don't torture Woody, please.
Nope. You got a friend in me.
Kevin.
Skip, I was going to go with the full fellowship.
Yeah.
The whole crew that sets out because they wound up being Brett's friends, but I think that's too many from the same story. So I'm going to go with William Wallace and his buddy Hamish.
Yeah.
Kicked a lot of English ass, those guys.
Yep.
I know you didn't mean it like this, but the way you said it, it made it sound like they were a part of the Lord of the Rings universe.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I didn't want to go another one that into that universe.
I tried to just go along with it.
Yeah, no.
How about Wayne and Garth?
It'd be a great movie if they crossed over, though.
Good. How many we need?
Two.
I'll throw them out. Kirk and Spock.
We got to have them.
That's it.
Okay.
Kirk and Spock. Sounds like a...
Well, we still need one more.
Sounds like a store.
Someone else?
Go to the Kirk and Spock!
I also have in Star Wars Land, R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I had Athos, Porthos, and Aramis.
Oh,
the Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Robin Hood and Little John. And Dorothy, Tin Man, Scarecrow, and Lion.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of like that one.
Who is her favorite, though?
Well, she'll miss Scarecrow most of all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe she's good with that.
Should I put down Dorothy?
I think put the whole group. They're all, the Cowardly Dorothy Lion was willing to be brave just for Dorothy.
I just found out that a girl I grew up with in South Roxana is the only person who is allowed to travel with the ruby slippers. And that's what she does. She flies around the world, has them handcuffed to her wrist.
You just found that out right now?
Not this second, but...
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I found that out last week.
Man, I thought they were like permanently in the Smithsonian, but they're allowed to go...
I guess she's allowed to fly them around.
Traveling Smithsonian show?
Yeah. You know she's wearing those in the hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Okay, let's say one, do a couple. You want to move on? What do you think, Rich?
Let's do a couple.
Okay.
Let's do a couple for like 2 minutes. Please.
Sweet 16 of fictional friends, Sam and Frodo versus Liz, Lemon, and Jack from 30 Rock.
Sam and Frodo.
Sam Frodo.
They saved Middle Earth.
I guess Sam and Frodo.
Okay.
They definitely had a more like pure loving friendship at the end
of
the day.
I'm going to Mordor by myself. Of course you are, and I'm coming with you. There you go. You don't get more of a friend than that.
That's true.
SpongeBob and Patrick versus Meathead and Archie.
Sponge.
I'm going to go Meat.
Meat. It's up to you, Kev.
Oh, crap. Now I got to go between either the... I got to go with the old show or the new.
Man.
I got to go Sponge.
Yeah.
I'm more of a kid in this way. I grew up, but my kid grew up on SpongeBob, so I'm a little more into that.
Same world, Skip. Han and Chewie versus Indiana Jones and Short Round.
Little Harrison Ford in both.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Han
He's
and Chewie.
He's a great friend. Yeah, I'm going Han.
I got to go Chewie too, yeah.
Okay. JD and Turk from Scrubs versus Woody and Buzz.
Woody and Buzz.
JD and Turk. Eagle.
Buzz. Calvin and Hobbes versus William Wallace and Hamish.
I'll take the loss, but I'll go with William Wallace and Hamish.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, Calvin and Hobbes, yeah.
Gary.
Sorry,
and
Hamish.
Julius.
Y'all love Hamish.
He was a ginger, man.
Look, everyone's crazy about Hamish, I know.
I got the Hamish action figure.
He kicked ass.
I actually like the Irish guy better.
Let me cover up my.
But he wasn't the best friend.
I'll cover up my Hamish tattoo to say Calvin and Hobbes.
Boy Island. Hey, they don't. Hey, you're never going to see Hamish on the back of a truck peeing on another logo. Never going to see that.
And that's a darn shame. They should do that. World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet and WeberChevrolet.com.
All right, I'm going to take us 3 segments on the Sweet 16 of fictional friendships down to the Elite Eight, pretty much. Gary and Julius from Remember the Titans versus Wayne and Garth.
Wayne and Garth. Tring!
That went fast. Yeah. Lucy and Ethel versus Kirk and Spock. Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Dang.
Good
Kirk
fight.
And Spock.
I got to go Kirk and Spock.
Kirk and Spock.
Lucy.
Kirk, sorry.
She showed you.
but she said sorry.
Beavis and Butthead versus Dorothy and her friends.
Oh, it's got to be Beavis.
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 Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it doesn't got to be. I think the other four.
Yeah.
It's fire. Oh, well.
Do a couple here. Sam and Frodo versus SpongeBob and Patrick.
Sam and Frodo.
Sam and Frodo.
Sponge.
Sponge.
Is it a tie to me?
It is.
Oh, I don't want to disappoint Skip because he had this great story.
That's all right.
Your heart's telling you,
but
though.
I've just seen SpongeBob so much more than Lord of the Rings.
That doesn't make for better friends now.
Yeah, true. Han Solo and Chewbacca versus Woody and Buzz.
Han and Chewie.
Han and Chewie. I think it's a tie to Skip.
No, is it a tie to me? Did you vote, Dave?
I didn't, but I would say...
I'm
going
to make it a tie to you. I'm going to go Woody and Buzz, because they got a song about them being friends and everything.
Yeah, good enough for me. Woody and Buzz. I like it. Welcome back, DGS. All right, we got to move on this one. Sweet 16 of Fictional Friendships. Calvin and Hobbes versus the guys... I'm sorry, Wayne and Garth.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, Calvin and Hobbes.
Right. Kirk and Spock versus Beavis and Butthead.
Kirk and
Beavis.
Spock.
Kirk Spock.
Kirk Spock. Spock.
Kirk and Spock.
What's going on, Ad Weber?
Kirk and Spock. No, great June. I mean, it's a little bit weird right now. I don't know if it's the politics or the war or gas prices or whatever, but everybody out there and dealers in other areas too are kind of complaining, hey, business is down for June. Business is down for June. And I looked at our numbers. I thought, I guess a little bit. I just was real happy with it because we're selling a decent amount of cars and we're selling more pre-owned than we normally do because we have more pre-owned. I've said that every month. That's something that's come up anyway. So that maybe is a little bit of the difference. But I mean, when you've got 0% for 5 years on Silverado, plus the amount of discount we have, that's such a huge savings. You know, we can't keep tracks on the lot as soon as they hit, because they're the least expensive vehicle you can buy with so much, so many options and so much features to them. So, and then you got the Equinox is such a great vehicle, and with the gas prices, we've got a little bit more electric vehicle interest than we did the beginning of this year. So, I mean, I think things are going great, and I think our customers say that it is. So check out our website. If you're thinking about it, don't be daunted by what's going on in the external. Everything changes so much. I mean, your car is a big purchase. We'll take care of you. You know it. All you got to do is read the reviews. And if there's problems in service, we're there for you. So check out our website, WeberChevrolet.com, and go to any one of my locations from there. And I think we'll make you happy.
Cool. Final four of the Sweet 16 of Fictional Friendships. SpongeBob and Patrick versus Woody and Buzz.
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I'm going Woody Buzz. Okay.
Calvin and Hobbes, Dark Horse, versus Kirk and Spock.
I gotta go Kirk and Spock, man.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin.
Ooh. Oh.
Ty?
No.
Calvin.
Calvin wins it.
All right. Calvin and Hobbes versus SpongeBob and Patrick.
Calvin.
Oh, man.
Calvin.
Calvin.
There you go. Wow. Is it Calvin
and Hobbes?
Don't
have to vote now.
Calvin
or
and
Monty
Hobbes.
Python and the Holy Grail as silliest humor movie.
Calvin Monty.
Grail.
I got to go Calvin and Hobbes.
Let's do it. Let's
All
get
right.
rid of him. Yeah. Nice. Well done.
We have a new grand champion.